Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of January 17, 2009, I'm on Mariah Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers, states sue over health rule. Seven states, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, and the American Civil Liberties Union, have sued to block an impending federal rule that allows doctors, pharmacists, and other healthcare workers to refuse to provide care they object to. Known as the Conscience Rule, the policy goes into effect January 20th. The lawsuit seeks an injunction to stop its implementation, and the incoming Barack Obama administration has said it will work to reverse it. The Conscience Rule builds on prior legislation that allows doctors and healthcare workers to refuse to provide abortions or sterilization services, or to receive training in the procedures. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal, whose state initiated the suit, said the rule's implementation could endanger women's health. California, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, and Rhode Island also joined the Connecticut lawsuit. More news to cheer this week. Nepal has dramatically reduced its maternal mortality rate since 2001, the Interpress Service reported. In 2001, 540 women died per 100,000 live births. The current death rate has fallen to 280 per 100,000 live births. The drop means that Nepal is on target to reach the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, the legalization of abortion, and a substantial increase in the prenatal care were factors in reducing the death toll. A separate UN report issued on January 15th concluded that women in the least developed countries are 300 times more likely to die from childbirth than women in industrialized nations. Representative Diana DeJet and anti-choice Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid reintroduced the Prevention First Act into Congress, the Colorado Independent reported. The bill would fund medically accurate sex education, include contraceptive drug in healthcare insurance programs, and support rape victims' access to information about emergency contraception. It would also provide $20 million to teen pregnancy prevention programs in an effort to reduce the number of abortions. President-elect Barack Obama's economic stimulus plan would significantly help women and their families through the economic recession, according to a January 15th analysis by the National Women's Law Center. The center endorses the plan's expansion of nutrition, energy, and housing assistance, as well as aid to low-income families, elderly, and people with disabilities. A British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal awarded 13 members of a girls' softball team $1,000 each to compensate for gender discrimination, CBC News reported. In 2005, Canada's Little League paid the traveling expenses of a boys' baseball team, including their airfare, to attend a tournament, but would not pay for the expenses of the girls' Little League team from Beacon Hill. The girls did attend and won the tournament, and their coach later filed a complaint. And now for the downside of news. Jeers, detainees denied care. Women held in three immigration detention facilities in Arizona are receiving inadequate treatment, such as lacking medical care and being mixed in with prisoners serving criminal offenses, according to a report issued by the University of Arizona's Southwest Institute for Research on Women in Tucson. Examples of inadequate treatment documented by the research center include one undocumented immigrant who was 6 months pregnant and was denied prenatal care, and another woman who went untreated for cervical cancer, the Associated Press reported. Arizona is the nation's busiest crossing point for undocumented immigrants. More news to share this week. Nepalese journalist Uma Singh, who reported on women's rights and criticized Nepal's dowry system, was hacked to death in her room by 15 men on January 11th, the BBC reported. Another female journalist's house was raided the same day. The Federation of Nepalese Journalists said the killing of Singh reflects a growing pattern of violence directed at reporters. Human trafficking victims may have been denied access to emergency contraception, condoms, and reproductive care by the Conference of Catholic Bishops, which received federal funding to provide social services to thousands trafficked into the United States. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a complaint with the U.S. Health and Human Services Department, which contracted with the Catholic Agency to assist victims, the Associated Press reported. Beijing authorities warned they might increase penalties against couples who break family planning rules by having more than one child, the China Daily reported. By raising fees, officials believe they can address public perception that wealthy families can have more children by paying fines. Chinese human rights activist Mao Hengfeng was detained, reportedly beaten, and sentenced to 7 days of detention for disturbing public order, according to Amnesty International. Mao demonstrated with other protesters on forced evictions and human rights abuses and has previously been detained for her protests on women's reproductive health issues, such as forced abortions. Mao was forced to have an abortion in 1989 and lost her job at the factory when she became pregnant. Prosecutors in Greensburg charged 6 teens whose ages ranged from 14 to 17 with creating, distributing, and possessing child pornography after 3 female teens took nude photos of themselves and emailed them to friends, Wired blogger Kim Setter reported. Privacy advocates are concerned that prosecutors are misusing protective laws. In 2007, 2 Florida teens faced charges after they photographed themselves having sex. These news briefs were compiled by Rebecca Harshbarger. Rita Henley Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anna Maria Roque.